home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Holy cow, we're starting off 2016 with a bang. We are going to be joined tonight by the magnificent Dr. Annie Ulrich. She is going to be taking your calls a little bit later in the show. She is here to talk about dream interpretation. She does tarot card readings. She does, psychic intuitive types of questions. So she's pretty much our catch-all for all things that are awesome today. And I can't wait to bring Dr. Annie on in just a couple of moments to share with us her January energy update, and also to talk about her life energy cycle chart, which if you do not have it, you need to do yourself the favor of starting your new year off with Dr. Annie's life energy cycle chart. She will provide that to you free of charge. Free is a very good price. And I want to take a couple of moments to let you know where we're going over the course of this next week. If you are a first-time caller or first-time listener to the show, number one, thank you for being here. I hope you join us five nights a week. We're live Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 50 weeks a year, baby. So we'll be coming to you all year long with exciting programming. Tonight, of course, we have Dr. Annie. She'll be with us in just a few moments. Tomorrow night, we have Lionheart Training for Kids, and I'm probably screwing that up, but it's John Scorina, and he's the CEO of the Lionheart Training Program that talks about fitness and health and nutrition for kindergarten kids. And it's like nothing better than starting off your kids on the right path. And John is going to talk to us all about that tomorrow. Wednesday, we have best-selling author Matthew, but I'm getting ready to call him Matt. Matt Palomary, and he is going to be talking about his new book called Night Visions. He's got a whole host of other books out. He also writes about spirituality and shamanism and things that I have not asked any guest about before, and he's going to be on the show on Wednesday. I hope you join us for that. Thursday, we're kicking off our inaugural edition. You know, this is Rated G Radio because the G stands for Garrett, not for G-rated, you know, like you can't swear. We don't swear here just because I'd sound like I have Tourette's, so I don't swear. But Thursday, we're kicking off a new weekly segment. And it's really the whole show on Thursdays called Rated LGBT Radio. So if you are a person that fits into the LGBT category or a supporter or friend or supporter of, Thursday's your night. We're going to be joined every Thursday night by my new co-host on Thursdays, Mr. Rob Watson. He's the successful host of another show on Saturdays called Out in Santa Cruz, KSCO 1080 AM. On your AM dial if you're in that region of the country, or just simply outinsantacruz.com. Rob's going to be joining us every Thursday night, and we're going to be talking about LGBT issues, but we're also going to be featuring some really incredible LGBT artists and activists and, well, just, you know, all around awesome people on Thursdays as well as guests. The guests will get a double duty of interview time with Rob and myself. And this Friday, Mr. Brad Schechter, and Brad has been a successful actor in Hollywood. He, like many of the creative types, also have lots of other talents and abilities. Brad's got a brand new album out. We're going to be playing it here on Rated G Radio with our first Friday night dance party of the year this Friday, and Brad will be in hour one. Your request, I've got them already lined up, are playing in hour number two. So with that, I want to say thank you to everybody who's been part of the show last year helping us grow. I'll shortly be announcing a third network in the UK that we're going to be airing 5 days a week on. I can't, you know, I got to make sure the ink is dry and the paperwork and things like that. But I just signed that deal today. Very excited to share that with you. And, of course, our friends over at Chat and Spin Radio up in Northern England. I always love working with you anytime on any of our projects. A big shout out to Crusher William Craig over there as well. And thanks to Tony G and Hackensack for tuning in tonight. He has been a fantastic supporter of the program over the last year, and he is doing a lot of social media marketing and profile management. I don't know. We should ask him sometime when he's on the show. But I want to send a big shout out to Tony for tuning in and helping grow the ratings as we go. Tonight, again, we're going to be taking your calls live in just a tiny little bit. If you would like to call in and ask question, tonight is a perfect time to do it. The phone lines are wide open. I've got 40 phone lines here waiting for you to call in at 323-657-1493. You're going to press the button number one on your keypad, because if you don't, it just looks like you're calling in. That's certainly a fine thing to do, because a lot of people just listen on their telephone. But if you want to ask a question, I have to have you prompt me by pressing that number one. Otherwise, I just start answering all the phone lines, and we get people going, I didn't want to ask a question. I'm nervous. I won't do that to you. I promise. You can also ask a question in the Blog Talk chat room. There's a couple of you in there, or on Facebook. I'm live on Instant Message as the show is airing live. Reminder for folks, tonight, if you do call in or want to ask a question, I need your first name, obviously. In the chat room, people usually are logged in as guest, but I need your first name, and then I'll need your birth month and day that you are born. So that way, Dr. Annie can help you. So now, without further ado, I want to bring a warm 2016 welcome to Dr. Annie Ulrich. Dr. Annie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here, as always. And
Happy
New Year to you and to everybody that's listening. What a fabulous year we've got going already.
And it's like the fourth day of the year, so it's just, you know, exciting things are happening all around. And what a better way to kick off an inspired, energetic new year than to have you as my first official superstar guest star of the year. This is great.
This is great. I love it. It's wonderful. And it is a very exciting time. This year, 2016, actually in the metaphysical community is known as the year of manifesting your dreams. So just keep that in mind as we go through the first month of the year. You know, it's a very exciting time. We've got a lot of wonderful, wonderful energy that is available to everybody right now. So take advantage of it. It's a really open and very progressive time this year. And of course, being in the first month of the new year is also extremely powerful. So that's very, very exciting. So let's talk about the energy of this year, 2016. 2016 is numerically a 9 year, and the 9 is all about completion, and humanitarian aspects are very, very strong. It's not surprising that we here in the States are going to be electing a new president in a 9 year, because the 9 year brings in completion for that which has gone before, and it's the jump off point for the new and another 9 year cycle. So it's a very exciting time, actually. When you're in a 9 year, I really, insist, actually, with my clients that they wrap up things. And what I mean by that is that anything that you have been putting off or putting on hold or putting, you know, to the side and kind of avoiding it, it's going to come up again for you, no matter what. So you can't avoid it, whatever that is, whatever issues you've been dealing with, whatever projects you haven't completed, whatever it is that you haven't completed comes up for you this year, and you have to deal with it. So you might as well get it done in the first month. This is a really good time for you to really let go of what's not working for you in your life. And that usually means people, places, and things. Of course, that comes up. And it can be pretty intense. However, if you do that, if you clear out and clean out everything that has been just kind of hanging around, you're going to create a tremendous amount of freedom for yourself. And it is really a very exciting year for you. So there are many, many opportunities coming in for everybody. Opportunities for work, opportunities for relationships. But most importantly, I think, is the opportunity to really connect with and get to know your community. It's a very strong community time this year. And so anything to do with charitable organizations, volunteering, getting yourself involved in your community is really a very important thing to do. It's also a wonderful year for higher learning, aspirations, really wanting to excel. So if you have been thinking about going back to school, now is the time to do it. It's a perfect time for you to do it. And you will be able to get the people to support you in order to do it. So that's exciting, too, and that doesn't always happen. So in this year, we're encouraging everybody to excel in ways that you have only dreamed about. And hence, manifesting your dreams in this year are possible. So that's really, really exciting. Usually in a 9-year, people move up the ladder, or they go to the next level in their careers, and it's a really good time for you to advance yourself and to promote yourself. It's good. It'll work well for you. We're in this 9-year. We're also in January, the first month. And in the first month of the year, what you're being asked to do is to actually put yourself out into the world a little bit more. So if you're social, most of us have been pretty social, I would say, over the last month or so here, with the holidays, of course. But if you haven't been going out socially and really taking advantage of social invitations, now is the time to do it, because you will meet new people. You will bring in new influences. See, the number one is all about new beginnings, new pathways, new adventures, new people, new opportunities. So, it's all new. And that's why we call it New Year. Every year we get to begin again, and that's really kind of nice to know, and it's very comforting, because you get a clean slate in January and you get to actually do it over, which is really fabulous. So take advantage of that wonderful energy that's available for you to start something new. New businesses, new careers, it's a great time to move if you're going to move. Do it in the first month of the year, and it'll work out well for you. So that's kind of nice to know. We do have, with all this good news, we do have a little bit for you to think about and to also to really just kind of prepare for, and that is on January the 5th through January 25th, we are going to be in a Mercury retrograde. And what usually happens during a Mercury retrograde is that things feel like they're all going backwards. But it's not so. It's just that the energy is kind of stuck or on hold. And it can be very, very useful, because during a retrograde, you are really being asked to go into some kind of reflection. Look back over the last year, if you haven't done it already, and just reflect on what has happened and where you're going. You also have heightened awareness and the potential for great expansion and growth during a retrograde. But take things easy, go slow, look at the fine print, time, just take your time. Also, don't take things for granted anymore. It's really being very present or mindful in the way that you conduct your life and the way that you are out in the world. It's a really the things that you hear happening during a Mercury retrograde are that your computers go down, or the phones don't work, or your car isn't working, and there are holdups, delays, mistakes, and people missing appointments. You know, it's kind of like a hit and miss kind of energy. So what I would suggest you do between now and the 5th, which is tomorrow, doesn't give you much time, but you can make sure that all of your electronic devices are up to par, and just make sure you have backup on your hard drive, you know, that kind of thing, and checking all the batteries, you know, that you use continuously with the devices that we are so dependent upon now. And that includes all your office supplies like copiers, faxes, and all of that kind of thing. So if it does start to happen, you won't be freaking out, like my daughter says, and you'll know why, because the energy is very electric. Because, you know, Mercury represents communications. That's how we communicate. So anything that you use as a communications tool needs to be looked at and make sure that it's on target right now. So what we also have in January, of course, is the new moon. And the new moon in Capricorn is on January 9th. And the full moon is January 23rd. So both the new moon and the full moon this month are falling in a retrograde too. So that just, what it does is it accelerates and intensifies what's going on. So, you know, but it's good. It's all really, really good. I don't see anything that's going to be, you know, world-shattering happening, thank goodness. We can use a month off of that. But it's really a happy time. So just get out there and enjoy yourself. And I'm sure everyone has made their New Year's resolutions. And if you haven't, you know, you've got the whole month of January to figure it out and to tweak it and to really take some time for yourself. We're in the winter months now, and winter solstice in December was the December 21st. And so it's time to reflect, to go within, to think and plan your next move. So kind of take some time for yourself in this month also. That will be good for you. So that's pretty much the overview, and hopefully if you have any questions about it, you can always email me.
That is awesome. I think it's going to be an exciting year.
Yeah, it is going to be a good year for everybody, I think. We've been through two or three really intense years, and this year we get to play a little bit more, which is nice. It's a lightning atmosphere that's around us, so that's good.
I think that is exactly what we need in 2016, because I'm going to tell you, the last couple of years have just been horrible on a lot of fronts, and I'm ready for a great year. Mm-hmm. And let that translate to everybody who's tuning in tonight. I wish the same for you. We've got some callers on the line. I've got Laura, Elizabeth, and Tony. I've got Marcus on the Facebook chat. He's given me his birthday and his question that he's got. But before we do that, I want to remind everybody, if you are calling in, because I've got a good 20, 30 of you that are on the line listening with your telephone, but unless you press the number 1 on your keypad, I don't know that you want to ask a question. So if you've dialed in and want to ask a question and your call has not been screened yet, press 1. We'll answer your call tonight. Also, if you're listening tonight and you do not have Dr. Annie's Life Energy Cycle Chart, and I'll ask her to talk about that in another 10 or 15 minutes. We're going to get to your calls first. I will tell you, you need to do yourself a huge favor and start your year off correctly with this Life Energy Cycle Chart. You can get it at no charge. This is free to you. Free is a very good price. The email is on the show page, but if you're listening, I'm going to say it and I'll spell it for you, but go back to the show page, just copy and paste it into your email and email her for this. And if, again, if you'd like to schedule a private reading or private session after the show tonight, please do that as well. The email that you can get this Life Energy Cycle Chart is tleaves@yahoo.com. TEALVS@yahoo.com. You can do that at any time and get a copy of that. I will tell you, I have used this now for, I'm thinking it's almost going on 3 years, but 2 years for sure, and it is eye-opening, fantastic, and really, really crazy cool. And Dr. Annie will talk to us a little bit about that in just a moment. But before we do that, let's get to a couple of callers. Dr. Annie, are you ready to start the year with your first caller?
Yes, I am. Let's do it.
Let's do it. It's going to be Laura, and Laura was born October 1st. Laura, you are live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Annie. Thanks for taking
Hi.
My call. Hi.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
And what can I do for you?
What kind of
energy is available to you?
Oh, sure.
That's right. Do you have a specific question?
I do, yeah. I'm hoping to buy a home that I have my eye on within the next 3 or 4 months, and I'm wondering if you see me purchasing the home that I have my eye on.
Well, you're in a really, really good vibration this year, and it's an excellent time for you to get your needs met by negotiation. So, yes, it would be a very good time for you to buy. And you've got really strong partnership energy, which means that you will be able to work with others in order to get your needs met, being the home. So that's really exciting. I think that you are also going to be meeting new people this year and making new partnerships, forming new partnerships, both professionally and personally. So it's a move ahead year, and because of that kind of vibration, it's an excellent time for you to buy. So, yes, I would say definitely go forward and do it, because you'll be very, very happy that you did. Really honing the art of negotiation for you is important also. So just want you to be aware of that. In order to get your needs met, I can see you, I really feel like you will be sitting at a table with, one or two other people where you are negotiating what you need. And
okay.
You will be successful. Just stick to your guns, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't have trouble with that.
Yeah.
I'm so anxious.
That's your challenge this year, but it's also really strong for you to really be successful at it, too. So it's time to do it.
Oh, great. Thank you, Dr. Annie. That sounds
You're
wonderful.
Welcome. Great. Well,
Thank
let us
you.
Know how. Oh.
Yeah, we want to hear all about that new house. So hurry up and buy
it. Yeah, sure, Gary. Thanks.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Thanks, Laura. Happy New Year. Thank you for your call. Our next caller is coming from Elizabeth, who is born October 29th. Elizabeth, born October 29th, you're live with Dr. Annie.
Hi, Dr. Annie.
Hi there. How are you?
Okay. I have a question. You interpret dreams, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I had a dream, and this dream has stuck with me. It was My boyfriend was at the place where we were, I guess, to be married at. My family was there, but I wasn't there. I was busy, I guess, running around, and I got lost. But the thing was, the way I was dressed, it wasn't a wedding dress. It was a royal blue lace skirt and top, long sleeve, and it was warm out. And I'm trying to figure out the meaning, especially the color of the dress. It was very pretty.
It's different. You're very busy in your life. There's a lot of activity going on around you, obviously. The royal blue is really, it's a wonderful, wonderful, rich color. And it brings, it really denotes friendships and communications and people and real close relationships. It's a fabulous color. It's really, really, with the lace, it's elegant, so there's a traditional end to it, you know. And how did you feel in the dress?
Magical, beautiful.
Yeah.
Free-spirited.
So
yeah.
I think that that is, you lot, there's, it's a richness in your life, and it's really terrific. I mean, a traditional wedding dress would be white, but you're wearing royal blue, and that is, you stand out. There is this part of you within you that wants to stand out and to be seen and to be recognized, and that's important. It's really important in your life. So good for you. I think that's a terrific dream. And you're really, kind of coming into your own. And, you know, just vibrationally, this year for you is all about celebration and reasons for celebration, which are usually engagements, weddings, anniversaries, reunions, all kinds of happy events. So that would make sense out of the dream also, because when you are wearing a royal blue dress, and it's a formal dress, that means you're going to something that's really special.
Oh, okay.
So get ready.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Go buy a royal blue dress. I would.
Okay. Probably will. Thanks, Dr. Annie. And I will out the energy you were talking about.
Yes, the energy cycle chart. Perfect. That's great.
Well, go ahead and check that out. Thank you.
You'll love it. Thanks, Elizabeth. Have a great night and happy New
Year.
You're
welcome. You too.
There we go. And let's get to our Facebook question. This Facebook question comes from Marcus. Marcus is born February 28th, and Marcus would like to know about his love life.
Oh. Well, you know, he's Marcus has a bliss year this year energetically. And you can't get much better than that. It brings in the romance. So romance and celebration, social invitations, happiness. I mean, all of those things are connected with the 3 year. And he is numerically in a 3 year, which is just really terrific. So taking advantage of all social invitations that come your way is exactly what you need to do. And even if you don't feel like going out, go, because you are going to meet new people and make new contacts. You're going to bring in romance. And what I feel really strongly around you is the summer months are awesome. The summer months are going to be like something that you haven't experienced in a very, very long time. And so love is in the air. That's it. So you're going to be in love, and I wouldn't be surprised if you end up in a very committed relationship by the end of the year.
I think he will flip out and do backflips over that one. Marcus, thank you for the question for that. And then we've also got a question. We're going to get to Tony in just a second. Tony, hang on tight. We got a question from Gina. She's going by Georgia Peach in the chat room, but her name is Gina, born on January 8th. And Gina would like to know about career and finances. She is still seeking stable employment.
Okay. Gina, you are in numerically in a 9-year yourself personally, and 2016 is a 9-year. So you've got a, what I call a double whammy going on, which is terrific because it means it's very, very powerful. And with that said, this should be a year that you excel and go to the next level. So it's like promotions and moving up the ladder. Don't take anything, if you're looking for work, don't take anything that is less than what you are accustomed to, and shoot for something that you don't think you can get, because you'll get it. So that's amazing energy. You know, just really, really go for what you want. Success is very much a part of the 9-year. And so just, you know, keep your focus on where you want to go, and don't be put off by anyone. Don't take no for an answer. Just keep going right back at whatever it is that you really want to accomplish. And you should be very, very successful this year. So, you know, it's good. But there's also, with the 9-year, and I think I stated that a little bit at the beginning of the program, you need to clear things out. In other words, if you've, you know, been holding on to stuff, whether it is people, places, things, ideas, conditioning, belief system, whatever it is, you need to get rid of it and to clear space for the new. And so, you know, if you're looking for work, that would mean look at your resume and spruce it up, and really do your homework when it comes to you know, looking for something that you really want. And I think that you will be very successful this year. So good for you.
There we go. And Gina, by the way, we're going to all wish you here from Rated G Radio a very happy birthday this Friday, January 8th. Happy birthday, Gina.
And happy birthday.
Yeah, and our next caller is Tony. Tony's been waiting patiently, and Tony's birthday is August 15th. Tony G, August 15th, you are now live with Dr. Annie.
Hey, Dr. Annie, Happy New Year.
Well, same to you. How can I help you?
Well, I'm calling about my career to find out if I'm going to be getting my personal business will be growing much more this year.
Well, let me see. You've got a very powerful year ahead of you, and it's all about freedom, adventure, travel, breaking through, and releasing restrictions. So anything that you've been trying to achieve, this year is the time that you're going to actually make it. You know, really, and it's all about expansion, too. So it's a really good year. Do things in an unexpected way. For instance, if you always go, let's say you always go to the opera, go to a rock concert, or vice versa. Do things the opposite of what you would normally do, and do that for at least the first 3 months of this year, and you're going to be amazed at what happens. Because it's going to bring in opportunities for you that you would not have normally uncovered. So it's a really, really exciting year. Do get ready to travel, because I do see you traveling a lot. And that'll be
excellent.
Fun. So make sure you have your passport ready. And it's just time. You are freeing yourself up from anything that has been holding you back or tying you down or, you know, constricting, any kind of constriction. So it's a good year. It's all about change and saying yes. Yeah. I think
that actually sounds great.
Great.
And I like the traveling part. It's been a while since I've traveled.
Yeah, well, it's a travel year for you. That'll be good. Good, good.
Well, thank you very much, Dr.
Cool.
Annie.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Tony, for the call. Thanks for all your help. And I can't wait to hear about all your upcoming travel plans. You're going to start posting them on Facebook,
yeah.
Tony.
I definitely will.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. Good hearing your voice, and you have a happy new year. I'll talk to you soon. And Tony is now gone. There we go. Okay, so we have some other people who are on the telephone line, but you've not pressed number one yet. So if you've not pressed number one and would like to ask Dr. Annie a question, now is your time to do so. Or you can simply call in at 323-657-1493. That is the hotline. And press the number one. If you're in the Blog Talk chat room, you can ask a question there. Just need your name, birth date, day and month. Don't need the year. Or you can also ping me on Facebook, just like Marcus did not that long ago, and we got his question about love answered. Real quick, I'd like to jump back and have – because, again, we get so many new listeners all the time. Sometimes I think, Dr. Annie, you and I talk about it like, you know, oh, everybody knows about it. But you know what?
Yeah.
I don't think everybody does know about it. It's your life energy cycle chart that you have graciously offered to the listeners of the show. If you don't know what this is about, everybody, Dr. Annie has this great thing that she's put together, and I'd love for you to kind of tell us a little bit about your life energy cycle chart. And at the end of the show, well, you can do it while you're listening, but, you know, you don't have to multitask while you're listening to the show here, folks. At the end of the show, copy her email address down that's posted on the show page and email her, and she'll send this to you free of charge. But, Dr. Annie, what is this life energy cycle chart all about?
Well, the life cycle energy chart is a tool that you can use in your life, in your own personal life, but you can also use it for anyone in it, all of your family, your relatives, your loved ones. Anything that has a beginning date has an energy cycle chart connected to it. Most people are aware of, let's say, the 7-year cycle, which is from birth to seven to 14, 14 to 21. If you take a look back over your own life, you can see where there are major shifts and changes that occur during those 7-year periods. And one of the major shifts for any human is between 28 and 35. That seems to be the self-identification years. That's where things solidify for you. But there's a huge difference between a 7-year-old and a 15-year-old, in case you didn't know that. So as you can see, there are all kinds of different things that occur and energy that's available and for everybody during that 7-year cycle. What you are not aware of, however, is that each person goes through 7 cycles of time within 1 year. So every year on your birthday, that's your personal new year. That's when things begin for you. And then every 52 days, the energy shifts and you go into another cycle. So this chart has been designed to help you get the best out of every single year that you are here on planet Earth. All you need is the birth date, and then you can look at a calendar. You get a calendar, and you count 52 days, and that's your birthday and 52 days, that's your first cycle. The next 52 days is the second cycle, and so on and so forth. Each cycle of time has its own attributes. And it also tells you what kind of health vibration you're under, what kind of business vibration you're under. And so it has an awful lot of really good, practical, down-to-earth information for you. What, for instance, when is the best time to buy or sell a house? when's the best time to have an operation, let's say. When's the best time to buy a car, you know, or take a vacation or promote my business or start a business? All the questions that come up for anyone in a year, you can be answered by this chart, or it can give you an answer in terms of when is the best time to do it, time-wise. And it's very, very useful. And like I said, if you have, for instance, if you start a business, the start date on your business has its own cycle. So it's really interesting. And it's really interesting when you have, like, for instance, my husband and I both have different energies available to us during the year, but I can make sense out of his behavior, and he can make sense out of mine by just looking at the chart. And so that's kind of fun to use, too. You can use it for your kids or whoever, you know. But it's free, so just, you know, send me an email, and I'd be happy to send it to you. And if you have any questions, all you have to do is message me, you know.
And it really is one of those things that when you sit down to read it, you'll go like, now this all makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, when I first met with you, Dr. Annie, one of the things that I just thought that was so spectacular was, number one, not only were all of the things that you shared with me, did pretty much like 98% of them come true, and I actually even have other things that are still happening that you shared with me, but I would sit down and take a look at the different periods of my life, and I would tell people, oh, you know, every year about this time, this is the time that this and that and the other thing is going on, and I do it every single year. I'd said that for years and had no clue, but then when I'm reading your life energy cycle chart that you gave to me, I'm going, that's the same time I say this thing every single year. And it really had to do about wrapping my year up, and it was usually August through September and October. And I just got such a big kick out of it because it revealed exactly what I had been doing for years and years and years, but had no idea that that was exactly what was, you know, happening from an energy standpoint. So huge,
right.
Huge props to you for putting this together. So anybody who has not gotten it yet, I'm not sure if that's good English. Anybody who has not received this yet, do email Dr. Annie. You can also go to her website, which is symbollinking.com. There's a link for that right on the webpage, on the show page right there too. So if you'd like to have a tea leaf reading, do hypnosis, intuitive dream interpretation, life coaching, any of that type of stuff, Dr. Annie is set up expertly to assist you. She can talk to you in person, over Skype, or over the telephone, and I guarantee you will have a spectacular appointment. And I know, I mean, it's just, I'm always honored and just shocked at the things that she tells me, because I'm like, oh my gosh, how did she know that? Because we don't talk except for right here on the show, so it's not like, you know, we're hanging out and I'm telling her all of my deepest, darkest secrets, so she's got an inside track. It's not that case at all. And she has, like, been so on point with, I mean, it just freaky in the best possible ways types of things that if you have not taken advantage of an appointment off of the show where you actually get to spend an hour with her or half an hour, whatever that you book, boy, it's a treat for you. So if you've got a birthday coming up or, you know, somebody owes you a favor, have them book an appointment with Dr. Annie. You'll be pleased. So, Dr. Annie, I don't have any other live callers tonight. Do you want to – I'm still going to, you know, do some news, maybe play a song or two from Brad's album we're going to do on Friday. Is there anything you'd like to do to wrap up our segment with you tonight and before we see you in February?
I would say that just for those who are listening and who might be interested, January is really the best month for you to get a reading of any kind. So it's really terrific because it sets up your whole year for, you know, for success. So that's always really terrific too. I think that this month is wonderful for everybody. It's a new beginning for all of us. And, you know, February is great. And I think, aren't we on the air on February 1st?
Let me see here. I can tell you,
I think it is.
We are February 1st. You got the calendar faster than I do, Dr. Annie.
That's fantastic. That's really a wonderful, wonderful energy. And, you know, it's, of course, all about love because we're in the romance month.
too. So it's really exciting. But no, I am so happy to be a part of this wonderful, wonderful show that you have. So just thank you very, very much from the bottom of my heart for having me on. It's awesome.
Yeah. I will tell you, well, I mean, our Mutual Admiration Society is now in session. We're having our first meeting in January, Dr. Annie, so thank you. So everybody, go check out Dr. Annie. We'll have her back on February 1st. If there's something that comes up between now and then, contact her at tleaves@yahoo.com. Copy the email right here from the show, and then we'll see her back on February 1st. For everybody else, stay tuned. We're going to be right back after this. This, by the way, my shameless self-promotion of the night. This is my brand-new single called Sweat and Testify. I wrote this because I thought, you know, right after the first of the year, what do we all do? We sweat and testify. I'm not going to eat that extra serving of pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving. I'm not going to eat that extra serving of mashed potatoes and gravy. So now this is about sweating and testifying all of those extra holiday pounds off. And we'll be back after this in a little short commercial break. So we'll see you back in a few.
Bye. Comes to coffee, freshness is queen. That's why Rainbow Brew believes you should have the freshest coffee, roasted to order in small batches and delivered to your door within a couple days. Whether you're purchasing for a coffee shop, restaurant, or home, Rainbow Brew is your one-stop shop for fair trade and organic coffee. Offering many unique blends, including AM 950's own Blue State blend. That's Rainbow Brew, the queen bean, a proud sponsor of the Morning Grind. Online at rainbowbrew.com. Brew something good today.
I love my friends at Rainbow Brew, so thank you very much for being a sponsor to the show. Thanks to all the new sponsors that we have lined up for 2016, including Downey's Desserts. They're new to the show. They're not unfamiliar to us, but they're new as a sponsor. Grateful to them. And let's see. I've had people ask me while the song was playing, I love Sweat and Testify. You can buy you can buy it all off of my website. So here's my little independent artist speech. If you go to iTunes and download it, I might see the money for that in like 6 or 9 months, whenever it filters through iTunes and they take their 40%. Then it goes to my label, and I have to wait for the label to figure out if they can figure out what time of day it is, and then they might send me a check. If you go to my website and purchase a download of the album, I get the download to you immediately. It's the same day, same hour type of a deal, and then I actually see the money in the first week or so that the order comes through, and I'm ever so grateful, because as an independent artist, I will tell you that makes the difference between paying the light bill or paying the rent or things like that, because without the help of a major label behind you to funnel all of that big PR bonanza, it just doesn't happen. So if you like it, I hope you love it. You can go download my album Blonde Jesus tonight. You can also buy an autographed copy as well. Just click on the link there or go to GarrettMiller.com. I will tell you that the single that you heard is not – so here's the little sneak preview for you. It is not the same song that's going to be released commercially at the end of the month. I've got a wicked remix that we're going to be using as the released single. That's the album cut. And the DJ who did the remixing of this is this big world EDM electronic dance music DJ dude that's out of the Netherlands. And he's got a remix done on this that is really, really fun, really cool. And if I had it here tonight, I've got it, but I don't have it in a mastered format, and that means it's all locked up and ready to go. But I'll have that available probably in the next couple of weeks, so you'll be able to hear a preview of that here on the show as well. But that will be then commercially released on iTunes. I'll also have it available on my website. But I'm really thrilled and excited with how that has turned out. In other quick news, we've got about 7 minutes left. I want to kind of give you a heads up that I have been so blessed with recurring guests and new guests to the show that we have pretty much the first quarter all booked up. I have one date left that I do not have a guest yet, and I think that is Monday, March 28th. But between now and Monday, March 28th, I've got a guest for you, a different guest, every night, 5 nights a week. Next week, we're going to be talking to – here's just an example – next week, we're going to be talking to Aunt Barbara. And you say, who in the heck is Aunt Barbara? Aunt Barbara is the number one best-selling Tupperware authorized representative in the United States of America. She's been the number one Tupperware representative for years. And if you think, how do you have somebody talk about Tupperware that's interesting? Wait until you hear Aunt Barbara. You will not only become a fan, but you'll want to go start buying all kinds of Tupperware. Even if you don't have space for Tupperware, you're going to want to go buy it. Next Tuesday, we're going to have filmmaker, actor, actress, producer, and so much more, Ms. Jackie Bowe. Jackie's going to be on the line with us talking about some of her current projects that she's working on. Next Wednesday, I've got psychic medium Zoe Niklaus out of the Seattle area. Thursday, of course, is our rated LGBT radio with Mr. Rob Watson. And then next Friday, here's the other thing that haven't shared with you, because this is, again, our first show of the year. Saturday, this past Saturday, like 2 days ago, I was part of Miss Sherry Payne's upcoming music video. And you say, who is Sherry Payne? Boy, that name sounds kind of familiar. It should, because Sherry Payne was the last lead singer of this tiny little group you might have heard of called The Supremes. She was the lead singer from 1973 until 1977, when Motown decided to disband it when there was no longer an original member. Mary Wells decided to leave the group and do something else. So Sherry Payne, world-famous singer, fantastic personality. She has written over 19 screenplays. She's got two plays. One's already been out. She's got another one coming up called A Lady in Waiting that's going to debut here in Los Angeles. January 29th, 30th, and 31st. Tickets are available. I can't read the print on this. We'll be talking to Sherry next Friday on the 15th anyway, so we'll have all the details. But we're going to have somebody that was in the Supremes. She was the lead singer of the Supremes, but I got to be in her music video this past Saturday. So you'll see me I don't know how it's going to be edited, because you know how things go when you start editing things. It looks nothing like what you think it's going to look like, and I'm just an actor in the role. But I got to play this guy at a dinner party, and so I'm standing around in my suit and tie with my big blonde hair and hanging out, and so we'll see how it looks. But it was a beautiful song. Can't wait for that. Starting January 18th, I've got funny man John Cooperman. John's going to be coming back every third Monday of the month to talk about comedy, places that he's playing comedy things, and all of that fun stuff. It's just crazy. On Tuesday the 19th, we've got Hugh Heisel out of New York. He's the president of the Men event, and he's not only a Tony Award winner, he does 8 Broadway shows a week. He's currently starring in the longest show running called The Perfect Crime, and we're going to be doing that at a special later start time of 8 o'clock. I'm just kind of rambling on now to kind of share the excitement of who we have coming up. The 20th, we've got Rebecca Fisk, and let's see, we've got Kelly Zerbis with Kelly's Lot, famous world-touring blues rock band on the Friday Night Dance Party on January the 22nd. Going into Monday the 25th, we have a professional wrestling manager. Now you say, what's unique about that? The fact is, he's a professional wrestling manager. Here's the kick, though. He has cerebral palsy. And so the promotion that he works for in Southern California has him go out with his, he's all dressed up in character and all this, but he goes out and he's got a, kind of like a walker that he goes, for mobility purposes, he needs that to stay up. And they have allowed his character, and he plays this really mean, nasty guy, to go out and manage these wrestlers, and it's really fun and entertaining. And John is a great guy. John Gardner is going to be our guest on Monday the 25th. But he's actually turning his life experiences now into motivational speaking and trying to give hope and just hope to others with an uplifting message. So I'm excited about that. We've got Terrence Moss Dujardin, and I'm going to say Terrence's last name wrong, but he's an actor, producer, so much more here in Hollywood. We've got Mr. Frank Soleo. He's going to be coming on, and he's referred by Tony G out of Hackensack. We're going to be doing a morning show soon. We've got a psychic out of the UK. I've got Jennifer Gallonia out of Wisconsin. And I haven't even told you all the other folks I've got. And that's just January, folks. So, again, huge thanks to everybody who's tuning in. I can't wait to share what else we're doing with the show. We've got a lot of other exciting things that are coming up. But, again, I've got to wait for them to actually, kind of be here before I can tell you about them. We've got some other new sponsors that are coming on board, partnerships, affiliations, things like that are really cool and exciting. If you like the show, follow the show right there on Blog Talk. There's the follow button. You can also download the show on iTunes as a podcast under Rated G Radio. Take all 800 and some odd episodes that we've got. Take them on the road with you. Makes for an exciting road trip. That's for darn sure. And with that, I'm going to wish everybody a very happy new year. If you've got something fun that's going on in your new year, I want to know about it. Just send me a post on Facebook, or you can email me at garrett@garrettmiller.com. Make sure to like the Rated G Radio Facebook fan page. I'm updating that a little differently now. I think I've kind of hit my rhythm on how we're going to do that for you. We're going to always post a Friday Night Dance Party, but I'm going to do a weekly update for you for the guests for the show. That seems to work out best and is received best by everybody else. So with that, folks, it's been a pleasure to work with you the last 4 years. We're kicking off year number 4 right tonight. And I can't thank you enough. Have a great night, everybody. Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Dr. Annie. We will see you live tomorrow night. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.